Yo, damn. What is going on, everybody? I hope everybody's doing good. Y'all are having a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Wow, it has been an ill grip since I have last made an episode on Anchor. Podcasting in general. I want to say the last episode that I dropped, it was like around May something. I know the date's up there somewhere, but I decided to just give this thing a go once again. But first, I want to start off. Let me introduce myself to everybody else that's new to tuning in. My name is Alex McGee, and this is now Points of Perspective. Thank you once again for tuning in. And I kind of want to do this differently because I do feel like I have found my voice. Because the reason why I started podcasting at first was that I found YouTube. I was like, you know what? I'll be able to get my perspectives out there so people can understand where he's coming from and see his facial expressions. But the thing is that YouTube is a whole different beast. You know what I'm saying? The thing is that when you have YouTube, there's so many different elements that you gotta have in a video because people's attention spans are so short, especially compared to podcasting. You know, because usually my audience, when it comes to podcasting, right? People have the mindset of, okay, you know what? I'm going to dedicate 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour into this man's episode. I want to hear what he has to say about this topic. And that's very great. That's good. YouTube, completely different ballgame. You know, because it's like, okay, in the first 30 seconds, if I'm not drawing them in that hook, best believe they're going to click off. You know, and you have to be searchable. So that's a whole nother thing in itself. You know, and I'm definitely going to get into other reasons why I've taken like a long hiatus from podcasting as well too. And I even kind of slowed down making YouTube videos as well too. Like I still did here and there, but not as much, you know. So in this episode, I'm going to make it so that I barely have any editing. I'm just talking to y'all because the thing that I appreciate the most especially is that people are still checking me out and I highly appreciate it. So, even if I decide to do both, like I make podcast episodes and whatnot, and I still try to do YouTube, then that's what I'm gonna do. Because one thing is that it's therapeutic to me and it helps me, you know? So that's my decision. I think I'm gonna do both. The good thing is that I definitely found my voice making YouTube videos, so I won't sound as more nonchalant while I'm on here. So, am I going to say this is like the real season two? Maybe so. Because I know before I said season two and whatnot, and then it's like I fell off and I shouldn't have too. But like I said, the thing that I appreciate is that the listens are still going up and there was people that I know that still appreciate it. But the thing is that people that I know, they're more into videos. That's the thing. So that's another reason why I'm like, okay, well, let me start making videos and trying to appease them in a way. You know, since people want to see me in video form speaking my mind about certain topics, and mind you, my niche is mainly about like talking about relationship topics and social behaviors, how people interact with each other. Like that's what I'm usually discussing. And anything else that comes to my mind, but those are like my two favorite things to talk about. Like I could talk about it all day. If you look through my episodes, you'll see so many things will be on like some type of relationship things or friends or whatever of the sort, you know? So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do both. So if you are interested in seeing me give my perspective out on YouTube, definitely you can look me up on there. If you go to the search bar, you can type in Alex McGee and you'll see me pop up. You know, I'm usually like one of the first ones up on there, but if I can put like a link somewhere in somewhere, you know, I'm gonna definitely find out how to do that too before I release this episode. And then I'm gonna put my link up on there. So you'll have access to my podcast and my YouTube channel. But the thing is, I don't have a set schedule upload time when it comes to my YouTube. So it's difficult. And the thing is too with that is like to me it's a demand. You know, it's such a demand when it comes to uploading YouTube videos compared to podcasts because it's like you got to make sure the lighting is good, the audio was good, and I'm using my cell phone for a camera and whatnot. And you got to be interesting, you know? And it's so much easier for me to just speak into the mic of my cell phone or a microphone and just jot it out, you know? Because I am a talker. That's one thing that I'm still extroverted in. And that's what I tell a lot of people too, because I am an introvert at heart. But when it comes to expressing myself, I'm an extrovert fully. That I am going to make a topic about too, definitely for podcasts. I did it for YouTube. I'm going to do it for podcasting too. Because the thing with YouTubing as well is that you have to make yourself filtered in some kind of way. Like, can't cuss, have to be entertaining, you have to give some kind of a value. Of course, here you got to give value too, definitely, because nobody wants somebody to be completely boring and not giving information. But over there, it's a different ball game. You have so many more factors too, because visually, you have to make sure that you're appealing to your audience as well too, especially if they're there because of your editing style or if you're switching scenes, which I usually don't in my videos. Well, actually, I don't at all. Yeah, make sure you look presentable too. It's just difficult, you know? Here, if I want, I can be 100% raw, uncut. I can cuss, you know, I just have to label it so that I'm cussing for iTunes sake. But, you know, so it's more freedom. It's more like, yo, I can speak my mind and get things off my chest if that's what I want, because y'all are here for me. And once again, I appreciate that, you know, compared to over there, you got to filter yourself, like, you know, so definitely. I appreciate the platform of podcasting, so I'm going to keep doing it because, like I said earlier, it's therapeutic for me. You know, I can just be anywhere in my house. In terms of, like, why I like podcasting compared to YouTubing as well, too, I can be anywhere in my house. I can just have on my t-shirt and boxes, and I can just speak my mind. You know, right now, I'm currently recording my podcast episode just putting a cell phone up to my mouth and just talking. You know, I didn't have to do all this extra stuff. You know, and if the house is crowded, I don't have to be like, dang, I got to wait for a room to be empty and I got to do my YouTube video later. With podcasting, I can just go out to my car and just talk to y'all on the microphone. That's what I enjoy. You know, I don't have to have my schedule interrupted or anything. And since it's so much easier for me, I can upload more frequently podcasting. So why not give it to y'all? Why not talk to y'all? Why not do both? You know what I'm saying? So it's all about me trying to juggle things out, man. And ladies, you know? So I'm just happy to be doing it, you know? So that's the main reason why I had my hiatus. And mind you, I'm not editing anything. If I mess up on a word, I mess up. Y'all still love me and I still love y'all. But also, I've been going through a lot with life too, you know? Like, especially with, like, being newly diagnosed with, like, depression and anxiety. Like, mind you, I suspected that I had it for a while, definitely. But it was a definite, I want to say, in, like, August. Yeah, like, August. So, battling with that, too, hasn't been easy. Still been battling with the vertigo. Like I said in, like, a previous episode, still haven't been easy. You know, so it's, like, a lot to juggle. You know, but I'm back. But for the time being, though, I'll be right back because I'm definitely going to play something, a little commercial break, you know? All right, y'all, what is going on? I am back. So I just wanted to get my thoughts together real quick as well, too. And I had to relocate inside the house real quick. So that is the reason why I've been on a hiatus, but I do want to talk to you a little bit, get into it, you know, just to be able to express my thoughts. And like I said, I want to keep it unedited in terms of, like, stumbling, stuff like that, because sometimes I just want to be 100%, just 100%, you know what I'm saying? You can say authentic, you know, because not everything have to be perfect, and that's one of the things that sets me apart from a lot of people that do podcasts. Like, don't get me wrong, I tip my hat for a lot of people that is just raw and uncut and just let everything just flow. You know what I mean? Because the thing is, if Alex McGee is a brand, right? I want you to know me for who I am, you know? So if I'm going to give advice, I'd rather try my best to be unbiased. That's the reason why I even call this whole podcast Points of Perspective. I try to give different points, different avenues of where my mind is and how it runs when it comes to things. If I can see two sides, I give two sides. Don't get me wrong, because there are going to be times where I'm going to be like, nah, you know what? I am 100% with this, or I am 100% against that. And I can give a couple of examples. Like, for an example, like when they're talking about this whole big agenda that's going on right now on social media, not agenda, but this big, huge thing that's going viral. And the conversation topic is, should all men, oh man. See, that is an example right there that I would have to go back and edit, but I'm not going to, because this episode, I'm just doing it and I'm putting it out there because I don't even plan on advertising my stuff like that. If you find it, gem in the rare, that's great or whatever. Or if you followed me before and you see I came back with something else and you're interested, that's great as well too. But the topic that has been going viral right now is, should a man be responsible for all the bills coming into the house? And the key word is should, right? I made a video on YouTube about that too. But I'm going to talk to y'all about that because a lot of people who listen to podcasts don't always go to YouTube. So I'll just give my opinion on here. So as an example, right? Points of perspective. I can say in one frame of mind that I have, right? It's like, yo, I believe that if a man is able to, and if he got it like that, and that's what he wants to do, then fine, sure, definitely, do it all. That's great. But on the second hand, I'm like, I don't feel that anybody should dictate and say what a man is supposed to do. Because not everybody's relationship dynamic is going to be the same way. That's another key factor that people have to keep in mind. Because what works for him, is not going to work for him over there. And that's just 100% honesty. Because the thing is that you don't have any real knowledge of what's going on in this gentleman's life. We all don't. We don't know his circumstances. We don't know if his job is a job that he loves. He shouldn't have to, quote unquote, automatically level up just because the woman that he wants to be with demands for him to pay for all the bills. First of all, I don't even think somebody should demand. That's just wrong, in my opinion. So, is it good? Yeah, it's good. It's great if that's what he wants to do. But should he have to? No. And that's just it. And the thing is that it's going crazy on social media right now because you have so many, like, let's say, for example, men in the younger generation, like millennials and whatnot, they'll say, well, no, you're wrong. That's not how it's supposed to be. You girls are lazy. That's messed up that you would even demand for such a thing. I can, in some aspects, see where they're coming from. And then you have a lot of women agree with the men. Understandable. And then you have a lot of women. And then you also have some older gentlemen that try to say, yo, but a real man, what they are going to do is they're going to pay for all the bills. And then they'll give their reasoning behind that. And the thing is that I understand both sides. That's my points of perspective. Or should I say my points of perspective would be able to say, okay, I can understand this point of view over here because of da 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 da. And then I understand this point of view over here because of A, B, C, D, and X, Y, Z at the same time. That's what I like to do with all my topics. But that is an interesting one too. The thing that I don't get sometimes is when people try to use a narrative for arguing and then they pull out resources that they contradict. For an example, again, So if, ladies, I'm sorry, don't get mad at me for this, but if you're going to pull resources from the Bible and say, well, there's a verse right here saying that men are supposed to provide for the household, family, and stuff like that, and then you're blowing it up. It's like, okay, we get that. That's what it says in the Bible. But number one, you have to assume that they might not subscribe to the same religion as you do, first of all. That's number one. Number two, but what about the things in the Bible that you're supposed to do and that you don't do? So that's another thing that you have to keep in mind too. Because yes, the Bible says that the man is supposed to provide and stuff like that. But also in the Bible, it says that you're not supposed to challenge his authority as well too. But that's something that you love to do, right? So it's something to think about. And the thing is that my goal is just to help people put certain things in perspective. I know I'm not going to have all the answers, but it's just to be like, you know what? I didn't think about it like that. Or for you to just be like, well, you know what? This brother can relate with me. Just to have people thinking and talking about certain subjects, because a lot of them have to be had, you know? Because one thing that's messed up, especially in a black community, is that we spend too much time pointing our fingers at each other, saying what we're doing wrong towards each other. But we can never be like, you know what? This is what I'm doing wrong. And this is what I need to fix. And that's what I'm going to do. Is fix it. So instead of adding to the problem, let me try to help be a remedy and play my part. That's not happening nowadays. And that's what us as people need to do. Just in general, even if it's not just the urban community, black community or whatever, just us as people should is a taboo when it comes to therapy. But that's the type of notion that I recommend for people to do, because it'll help us all out. You know, it's like I saw this one video, right? And it was a very interesting perspective of a man talking about racism. Oh my God, that is such a taboo subject. But let's talk about it though. Because the thing is that we don't understand the opposite side because we're too busy not trying to understand the opposite side. If you take a bottle, it's a Pepsi bottle. So obviously you can only see one side of it. The side I'm seeing is Pepsi, right? But on the other side of it, it has the ingredients of Pepsi. How many carbohydrates, how many sugar it have, the low amount of protein that it have, a little bit of vitamin A if it has it. I'm just, you know, giving you an example. So instead of trying to understand somebody else's perspective, we're too busy just trying to force our own on into them. But at the end of the day, not everybody's wrong about their perspective. Racism is wrong, of course. Let me get back to that. But I'm just saying in general, when it comes to somebody trying to say their perspective, because we know, even if we're talking back about the whole bills thing, if men should pay all the bills, listen, real talk, not every single woman deserves that. It's true. Because not everyone is a provider. Not everyone cooks. Not everyone cleans and do all this stuff that they say the reasons why that they deserve it. You feel me? But at the same token, though, points of perspective. This is how I work. I also know that not every man is deserving of a good woman, because there are a lot of men out here that ain't shit. And that is also 100% fact. And I understand that. You know, that's what I want to try to talk to my people about. And whoever listens to me, you're my people. You know, I would like for my audience to be people who are into psychology and critical thinking, be able to look at things in more than one way. You know, like not everything is a cookie cutter approach, but let's talk about the approaches that we do come up with. Oh, what's up? You still here? Great. I'm glad that you're listening, because there's definitely one thing that I want to say before I go. It might be long, because like I said, I'm going off a whim. I want this to be raw. So that means A lot of times I'm not even scripting. If I'm not talking about news or something factual, it's not going to be scripted. So if it's my opinion, it's going to be off the top of my head. I'm over here making sure that I said that right, because I think I messed up, but I hope you get the gist of it. You know what I mean? So, yo, I'll say it one more time. If it's something that have to do with facts and I'm trying to, you know, relay a message, like a story or an event, something, you know, then I'll have to make sure I present facts out to you. Definitely. But if it's just me giving my opinion out to you, I'm going to speak to you like we friends sitting down in the living room having some beers or a couple of shots or something. And that's how we're going to vibe out. That's how I want this to be like for you and I, you know? And the thing is, when you vibe out with your friends, you're not trying to be 100% perfect. You're trying to be yourself, you know? Except with y'all, of course, I have to add a little bit of more energy to my voice and whatnot because, you know, it has to be something. I have to give y'all some energy, some type of connection. You feel me? So, the thing that's going to set me apart between the influencers that you see on social media and myself is that I can't just stick on one different thing in terms of, like, let's say, somebody being biased. That's one thing I cannot be. Don't get me wrong. Like I said earlier, I am going to have my times where I'm going to be like, yo, this is my opinion and I'm strong about it and I'm sticking to it. 100%. You know? But. But's a bad practice. I don't like saying but so much. But out of the sake, like I said, I'm talking to you like we're friends already. I'm going to be like myself. Not professional here. Come on. Like I was saying, though. So when it comes down to it, though, I don't want to be biased, you know? So I'm not going to fit the narrative of, like, for example, if everybody's on a bandwagon saying something, I'm not just going to automatically jump on that, you know? So if, I'll give another example. Aisha Curry, like, almost a year ago. It'll be close to a year. So when somebody is gung-ho on she shouldn't have done it, or she should have done it in terms of saying what she said when she was on Jada Pinkett's show, the thing is that I was able to see both sides of it. And I do have an episode down below if y'all do want to check that out. So I was like, yo, one side, definitely see why she can feel that way. And then another side, I'm like, she should have kept that in private, because that's kind of something that she just want to say to her husband, not let the whole world know, kind of iffy and whatnot. But you do have some social media influencers, quote unquote. I threw out hand signs. Y'all can't see me. I'm too used to YouTubing. But it's like they'll pick one side and they'll just go gung-ho. And I do understand is like people have an audience, so they're trying to spoon feed their audience with just yes, I'm on y'all side. I want y'all to keep following me. I don't want to make you mad. So even if I do have an opposing opinion, I'm going to say what appease y'all. That's something I can't do. Because if I can see two sides of the coin, then I'm definitely going to be like, yo, it is wrong. Do not like it. What? Another example? Fine, sure. I'll give it to you. My podcast will never be about politics. I'll tell you that right now, but I want to give you an example with politics, right? So I don't like Trump. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't. But that doesn't mean that I dislike Republicans, you know, because I always judge a person based off their individuality. So if you're a good person, then fine. Just because your views on politics is different from mine doesn't mean that we can't be cool. That's just how I am. Because I met so many different people, and when I found out what their political views are, I'm like, oh, snap. Like, yo, I had no idea. Because people don't always have a personality based off of their beliefs. You understand what I'm saying? And it's the same way with Democrats. You know, I'm not a big fan of Biden, for an example, right? So same thing. It doesn't mean that I dislike Democrats. Because at the end of the day, in my head, is left wing and right wing. Two different colors, but guess what? It's still on the same eagle. You understand my perspective on that? So whatever you can say about one side or the other side, trust me, both parties have it. It's just that they spit a certain narrative out there to appease their audience. That's what a lot of social media influencers do. They say so many things to just appease their specific audience. And people are biased. So, of course, they're like, oh, no, so-and-so can't be like that because they love me. Come on now. But at the end of the day, if you really look at so many things that they do, some on both sides got good policies. Both have bad ones. Shoot, some have policies where they actually, a lot of people that don't know a lot of the information will blame the other party for. No, your party did this and did that, but in reality, it was their party that done it. But that's just an example. And another thing is that I am not an enabler. Definitely not. So when it comes to something that I feel is a bad choice, I'm not going to support it to appease my audience. That is something that I'm never going to do. So even if I know, for example, who my audience is exactly, and even if I know, like, hey, y'all love this or y'all like this, but if I'm disagreeing with it, I won't say against it, but let's say if I disagree with something, I'm still going to speak my mind and say, hey, well, I'm sorry, guys, but I disagree with this. But I can at least tell you the reasons why I disagree with it and try to do it in a way so that you'll understand where I'm coming from. And if you don't, then you don't. You know, hopefully we'll still be cool. Just still tune in and listen. But I can't be fake. You know, because at the end of the day, what's keeping me thriving and doing this stuff is to influence, like I said, critical thinking. I'm not the best. I'm not Einstein or whatever, you know, and also influence others to want to express their voice as well, too. That's one of my main reasons. Definitely one of my main reasons. If you got a voice, I would like for you to use it. I even said that on YouTube. I said it on podcasts before. I even advertised, yo, y'all should download Anchor. Yo, y'all should get Anchor. If you do, let me know. I want to check this stuff out. Like, you know, I'm a fan of listening to people's opinions because I strongly do believe each one teach one. So if you know something and you feel that you can teach me something and I can benefit from it, tell me. Because that's what I believe in. Because I believe in my perspective, if you can learn from it, I want you to try to make it apply to you in some kind of way. Because the more you know, the better it can help you, because knowledge is power. You know, like I might not be able to tell you how to be the best financial advisor that you can be for somebody, but being able to put certain things in perspective because you put something else in perspective before, you know, it can do wonders for sure. But this is also going to be like a little diary for me too, because every once in a while, I don't even care if I don't have a specific thing to talk about or if it's outside my niche. It's podcasting. Sit down and talk. So sometimes I might want to sit down and talk. It can be about a relationship topic, like I said before, social interaction, like I said before, or if I want to sit down and open up about depression, anxiety, mental health, you know, or substance abuse or whatever the case may be, I want to be able to do that. You feel me? And if I want to have a guest on as well too, same thing with that as well too. You know, but like I said, I plan on doing both. I want to do the Anchor thing still. Send out the podcast episodes. And I also want to be able to still do the YouTube. Except on YouTube. YouTube is getting more strict now. Like, it's crazy. You know, the whole FTC and COPPA law and all this other stuff. It's like, I don't know. But, shoot. Definitely, I want to be able to express myself. So for y'all that's still listening right now, so at least you know, here is when I speak my mind 95%. I can't say 100 because I filter myself somewhat because I don't want to be belligerent with like the swearing and cussing and stuff like that. But on YouTube, it's like more, it's like yourself, but it's kind of like you're scripted. If you understand what I'm saying. You know, hard to explain, but I know some of y'all out there, if you have a YouTube channel and you're trying to grow it, and if you see other YouTubers, you understand what I'm trying to say. Like, not everybody have that same energy or are that same way. You know, the personalities that they have on YouTube is not how they are in person, especially the bigger YouTubers. And once again, if you do want to find my YouTube channel out, definitely you can search me up. It is Alex McGee, A-L-E-X space, and then McGee is M-A-G-E-E. If I can put the link in the description somehow and whatnot, I'll definitely do that as well too. And yo, if y'all have any suggestions, feel free to let me know as well too, either for the podcast or YouTube and whatnot, because I'm definitely down for that as well too. I feel that's interesting, you know? But all right, then it's time for me to cut this off and whatnot. I've spoken a lot. And for not having a script, that is a lot. So y'all take it easy. Like I said before, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And thank you once again for tuning in into Points of Perspective. I'm out.